This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. Live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Bigless Mountaineer,
and Mark.
So, I just want to take a minute here to reach out to everybody involved in any way, shape, or form with the New Hampshire Liberty Movement, with Free Talk Live, and with cryptocurrency as it relates to freedom and liberty. The time has come to cash in the favor. If Ian Freeman and Free Talk Live have done you a solid by allowing you to talk about your product, your service, or your activism on this radio station, if they've had you come in as a guest, if they've had you call in to talk about any of that, if they have attended your protest or your organized events regarding freedom, if he has helped
provided you with free downloads for two decades,
any of that kind of a thing, if Free Talk
Live,
if you feel gratitude to Ian Freeman, I implore you to join us Monday, the 12th, at the Concord Federal Building, where the federal courthouse is. The address and directions can be found at thecrypto6.com. We would love to see freedom-oriented people in support of Ian Freeman at his trial. He's facing still, up to 70 years. Is that right?
Well, it's hard to quantify, but I'd say that's about right.
But that would be the max if they decide to come down harsh. So here's a person that, as far as I can tell, has never done anything outside of the non-aggression principle, who has gone out of his way.
A genuinely generous man.
A genuinely generous man who's gone out of his way to help build the infrastructure for liberty here in New Hampshire. That is all the support he's thrown behind the Free State Project, the larger liberty migration that's going on here, any of the protests that have happened, anybody else who's been in trouble, any of the other activists that he's helped. I'm calling on you. I'm cashing in your favor, Chip, to come and show support for Ian Freeman on Monday. Now, you're like, oh, but that's only 2 days away, Captain. Well, okay, but you know what? Did he help you? Did he give you some sort of support? Are you, do you feel like he has given you assistance and that, like, something you could do to help him out is just show up for the protest when we know that media have been invited and show your support for freedom here in New Hampshire? Yes, you can do that. You can get on a plane. You can book an Uber.
I did.
You can, there are
I have no particular reason to be in New Hampshire right now in this godforsaken cold, and I am here for the 2-3 weeks that I put aside 3 weeks to be here to support Ian in whatever way I can, whether it's running the show or going to his trial. I'm going to try to be there every day. I haven't been there every day, but I've had some things to do. But I'm working for Ian in the process,
right?
And that's all. Is that I know that this is a difficult time for him, and I'm going to be there and support him. And that's it.
If New Hampshire is to become, as Jeremy Kaufman likes to refer to it, the libertarian homeland, well, then we need a show of numbers. We need to show people that, hey, there's a whole bunch of freedom-oriented people here that are not just going to stand idly by and let this thing happen without making it known that they disagree with what's going on.
I'll certainly be there myself.
It's time to stand up to the bully. Now, Monday is the, we'll call it the official protest, or the unofficial official protest. There's nothing official about it other than it's at thecrypto6.com with directions and a time. We're going to start at about 5 p.m. The suggestion is to get there about 15 minutes ahead of time. Particularly if you're attending the trial, you want to leave the trial a little bit early. If you want to run out to your car and get a camera and that kind of a thing to film anything. Or if you're going to bring signs and that kind of a thing, you'll want to make sure that you're there early. Parking can be, a bit of a trial. There is some free parking nearby. Again, that's all at thecrypto6.com. I implore you, if Ian Freeman and Free Talk Live have helped you in any way and helped forward your activism and, you know, helped you become more of a freedom-oriented person, helped you move to New Hampshire, please come out and support him on Monday the 12th at 5 p.m. That's all at thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, I would really love to see as many people as possible. I think that the show of support is actually meaningful when the jury sees all those people. And at this point, all that matters is the jury, right? They see all those people. They say, how can this guy be bad? This is, you know, frankly, if you, well, I was there the first day, mm-hmm. right? And the bailiff said, there's an overflow courtroom on the other side
right.
so that you can see and you don't have to wear your mask, but I've never seen so many people that the courtroom A, as it were, where everything's going on, I think it was one and then this was two or two and one. I'm not entirely sure. It doesn't really matter. What
two and one.
Yeah. They, that it's full. He's like, it's full. And he has never seen it. This is a bailiff. He doesn't look young.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea when he started working at the courthouse. I didn't ask him that question. But presumably he's been there for years, and this is the fullest he's ever seen, that courtroom. And it's all over white-collar nonsense. Yeah. I mean, it's not even, like, there's no victim here. They're not, they, you know, the banks were listed as the victims. The banks made money.
Oh, they sure did.
Yeah.
And I don't like the, I don't know what the right word is, the sort of the rope-a-dope switch that the court pulled over the last month or so with, like, there have been other things that have been held at the federal court building, and masks were no longer required and have been required in over a year. And all of a sudden, for this particular trial, now there's masks required if you want to sit in the main room. And if you don't want to wear a mask, they're just going to segregate you to the little kiddies table in this other room. And I'm like, that's...
Which they didn't even unlock for us, for the record.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, we had to, like, we went into the main court because they said, okay, here's where your overflow room is, which was another courtroom. We go to the overflow courtroom, and it's still locked, so we had to go to the first one.
A lot of times the overflow is empty, so I can understand why they just aren't opening it up. I'll tell you about the masks.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. I can't say what happened before the jury was selected, but when the jury was selected, the judge, who appears to not want to wear masks.
LaPlante.
Yeah. I think it's Joe LaPlante.
It's so weird that his name is the plant.
he would prefer not to wear masks, but he said, if any jurors are more comfortable with masks, we'll all, meaning everybody in the courtroom, wear masks. Now, the person giving testimony doesn't.
Right.
And the lawyers, when talking, don't.
Right.
But those are the only times you're allowed to be maskless, other than like sort of scratching your nose or something, drinking some water in the courtroom. So I, you know, it was a juror, not the judge, that decided, at least one juror, maybe a small minority is what I heard.
Well, the judge's orders that I saw were from, you know, like late October.
Well,
so this has been in the plan for quite some time.
All I can tell you is that it appeared when, you know, that moment in time, he would have pivoted, but the jurors didn't want it.
Okay. So. I think so. We've got some calls to get to. Let's go to Perry calling from California. Perry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I should say to start that in my lifetime, I know for a fact that we're not going to fix all these problems that America is facing today. However, I will say this, that the election fraud that's been going on for many years and is still going on, I think it's mostly Democrats. That's my opinion, though, because Americans can't be that dumb to vote for somebody that says we're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents with guns to come after us.
You underestimate the dumbness of Americans, in my opinion.
I'd also talk to you. I'd be happy to talk about a little bit of election election engineering that goes on by the Republicans, because it certainly does. The Republicans.
Both parties are corrupt. There's no doubt in my mind. Both parties are corrupt.
Perry, can you hang on? I know you got more to say. Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by. We'll talk to Perry more about election fraud and all sorts of other problems here in the so-called United States of America. Coming up on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Yeah.
Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160 in the studio. It is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Mark Edge.
Ian Freeman has the night off. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We were talking to Perry from Canada. Go ahead, Perry.
I'm from California. One more thing.
Oops.
I got about two or three little things I'll just mention real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
One of them is I was thinking about this debt that we're in. We're over $31 trillion in debt. One of the things we can... The American people, we're going to be taxed for that.
The politicians have spent so exorbitantly that they claim that the American people are $31 trillion in debt. Yes.
One of the things we can do, there's a million things we can do, but one of the things we can do is all Americans, when you take your vacation, take it somewhere in this beautiful country. We have 50 beautiful states. We should be making us stronger right now, at this point in time, because of our situation.
How does taking a vacation within the United States help the national debt?
Well, because we're spending money at restaurants and hotels and who knows. The point is, we're putting people to work in America.
Well, I'm sure I get the idea that you're talking about, but I don't think that affects the debt. Really?
Well, it does because people can have more money to pay taxes. But anyway,
it's not about people not paying tax. That's not what the debt is. The debt is literally the politicians spending more money than they have. So if you give, the premise here is that the only thing that I can see would make it work is somehow voluntarily giving more, or at the very least voting to increase taxes. And if you did that, then they're just going to spend more than that too, because they've never been held accountable. They're never, ever going to be held accountable. Now, I don't think it's a bad idea to plan trips in the United States and spend money in the U.S.
Sure, yeah.
In order to, if you're of the opinion that this is somehow going to, give Americans jobs and these sorts of things. By the way, Mexicans need jobs and, Europeans need jobs and everybody needs jobs. But
right now, I'm saying for right now until we get ourselves more straight.
You're never going to get us straight until somebody holds the people in Washington, D.C. accountable.
Which is
the reason that we have a recession right now is the policies of the politicians in Washington, D.C. It full on, there needs to be some accountability held. I'm still not against, I don't think it's a bad idea what you're suggesting.
Right.
It's just not going to do anything to hold them accountable. Accountability is accountability. Spending money within the country is spending money within the country, and they're not related.
Right. It's like hitting myself in the foot with a shovel for your mortgage. These two things aren't connected.
Well, one of the other things I think we should be doing is do it as clean as possible, but get more fossil fuels and propane and all the things that they're against right now. This climate change agenda is going to destroy America completely, but it's going to make us poverty.
That's what it's there for.
It's in poverty and starvation. That's all it's going to do. It's going to be this righteous. Well, that's what their goal is, I suppose.
Well, I think that here's my biggest problem with the sort of agenda behind climate change is that many nations that are bigger polluters than the United States are, and I'm using pollutants such as CO2 and greenhouse gases. Bigger pollutants, polluters than the United States is, they aren't held accountable at all, and they're not going to be. And if you try to hold them accountable, they're going to lie about it.
Right.
So, this is what they call a market failure. There's no good way to make it happen. And telling the average American not to, to buy a Prius or something, this is a laughable solution to, a problem that is much greater than that.
How is this a market failure?
We could be putting millions of people back to work and with good benefits, and that would also help our economy, and do it in a clean way. And get our prices of gas down to under $1.80 a gallon, and it would help lower our food prices. It would just be a ripple effect.
Hey, Perry, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Yes, there are a number of things that folks in government, politicians, and you know other bureaucracies could be doing. But the fact of the matter is, they don't care. They don't care about making America a more prosperous economy. They don't care about the average citizen and how well they're doing.
They care in the opposite direction.
What needs to happen with alternative energy sources is, first off, we need to make nuclear power viable again. It's the greenest of power sources, and somehow America is terrified of it.
Yeah, you know how many people fossil energy needs?
What's that?
That's the only solution to our energy needs. I mean, you can put a Band-Aid on it by opening up the pipelines that Biden closed, but to actually solve the problem, you're absolutely right. We need thorium reactors.
Well, thorium reactors would be really great, and they're an even better solution, but I don't think they're quite ready for prime time. That's not to say that they couldn't be, because solar panels aren't ready for prime time either.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Alu Axelman calling from New Hampshire. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I agree with Perry that libertarians should vacation within the United States. I think libertarians should take a vacation to New Hampshire, see how beautiful and amazing and kick-ass it is, and then move here and stay here. That's what I did. But other than that, no, I do not agree with him on everything else he said as far as helping the debt. I see where he's going with it, but like Mark said so well, even if they made more money from more tax receipts, because they actually have more tax receipts than ever before,
right,
the federal government revenue from taxes, but they're just going to spend more and more, is kind of laughable that he thought we could ever get out of debt. We just have to get more revenue or spend less. It's never going to happen.
It seemed like he was arguing like for like some things we can do while we're figuring out how to get out. Like, nobody's really trying to figure out how to get out of this mess. In fact, all they're doing is making the mess worse.
Yeah, real quick, yeah. Mark, you were talking about accountability. How is that possible? Like, you talk about holding our politicians accountable as if it was a thing that could happen.
I don't believe that it's a thing that one can do, but I think it's worth a shot for the muggles out there listening, so many of them, to give it a shot. Like, try a little bit of accountability on a politician. See how that goes. Live in that space for a few years, and then you'll probably come to the conclusion that, like I have, that Washington, D.C., Beijing, Moscow, are so corrupt, so utterly unfixable, that at some point or another we just have to divorce ourselves from the emotional connection we have. Because
very well said by Mark.
Yeah.
I agree that secession is the only solution from the D.C. empire.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think you can secede any day. Right? Anytime you want, you just get in a plane and you go where you want and find the more freedom in your life and whatever works for you.
On an individual basis, but if you're talking about making a statement, particularly to the empire or empires that exist, I think a large group of people getting together and announcing their divorce is a swell idea.
Yeah, Perry talked about...
There's no place that has total freedom.
Yeah, Perry talked about how to solve the debt, and it's like, okay, I had no choice in it. I told you not to do it, and you didn't listen. How about instead of that, I start using good currency? I will just use good money instead of the one that you ruined.
Alu, I know you had more to say. Do you want to hang on?
Yes, sir.
All right, stand by. 603-283-6160. More with author Alu Axelman. He's based out of New Hampshire. And more calls. We've got somebody else on hold, and we've got some other topics that we want to bring up tonight. All for you coming up on Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday Night Edition. The telephone number, 603-283-6160.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
The former CEO for the failed FTX cryptocurrency exchange tweeted that he was willing to testify before Congress, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he wouldn't be as helpful as he would like to be. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside of the margin needed to trigger a recount. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state's Supreme Court that indictments from a one-person grand jury are invalid. It took two overtime periods for Army to defeat Navy in college football, 20-17, the game held in Philadelphia for the 90th time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
On an actual duct?
As long as you're not using duct tape on an actual duct.
It is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what kind of silliness you might be listening to. It is a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Mark Edge. Hey, did you know that there's a brand of duct tape called duct tape?
Yes, it's okay. Got a picture of a duck on it, and it's actually one of the more reputable brands as well.
Yes, it's one of the name brands, yeah. And it moved up rather quickly from obscurity to recognizability.
I think they took advantage of the sort of mispronunciation of duct tape.
Oh, right? Sure.
Most people are like, duct tape, right? We're going to get it. And so, like,
well, I think a lot of people don't know that that it's duct tape, right. But in fact, duct tape.
And so they were like, ooh, like, I mean, this is marketing 101. Take a word that's already on everybody's tip of their tongue. It's already in their mouth. So sure. Commonly, a duck is a very common word. Like, get my ducks in a row. Duck, duck, goose, right? You can, you know, I'm going up for duck tonight, right? You know, duck is a very common word
duck.
Used by, yeah, oh, get out of the way, like four, like duck, right? Oh, I'm throwing a thing at you, you better duck, right? This is a very common word. So they took advantage of it. Having a household word already, something that was already misattributed to duct tape and then just made a brand out of it. I think it was a very smart business decision on their part.
Well, kind of reminds me of Fish Sticks.
Yes.
Which sounds like a name brand that you might be able to market to the LGBT community.
You might. Let's go back to Alu Axelman, who's calling from New Hampshire. What were we talking about, Alu?
Something about taxes, and I was going to mention during the last segment that I just wrote a book a few weeks ago. I published it called Taxation is Theft, and it's got everything, the who, what, when, why, where, and the history of taxation.
My favorite acronym, too.
explains how to eventually abolish taxation in a pretty realistic way. And obviously, secession is very much involved in the book because most of the taxes we pay are federal, and we don't get that much money back.
For those of our listeners who don't know, I know that you're a rather prolific author. You've written a bunch of stuff, articles and books. Where can folks find your stuff?
Amazon's the easiest way to find them. Look for my name, Alu Axelman, A-L-U, Axelman, on my website, libertybox.com, and aluaxelman.com. But also find me, if you're in New Hampshire, if you're not here yet, get here. If you're in New Hampshire, I always have copies on me in my car and stuff. So just find me. You'll get a better price and a personalized signed copy.
All right. What else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to my friend Sarah about bipolar. So bipolar is literally the old term for what was now called by medicine manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
It literally means that people have cycles, usually a few days at a time or weeks, of manic, which is mania, which is super hyper happy. And then depression. So manic depressive is bipolar. And many people, unless they have super ultra severe manic depressive, these people can hold jobs. And if they are very severe, they can have medications. I've known many people who have had jobs very easily, even though they have manic depressive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I wanted to say there, Sarah. But I also wanted to touch on mental illness in general. I and my family, and my dad's a therapist for most of his career, earlier on in his career, and a lot of others have some experience with mental health. What's interesting is that mental illness is a very broad term, and it describes both severe and mild mental illness. By mild mental illness, I mean anxiety, depression, OCD, ADHD, PTSD, things that in general people can live rather normally with or without medication or therapy. But as far as the government's concerned, especially with gun control or red flags or other things, they'll say, oh, people with mental illness shouldn't have guns, which sounds like it makes sense until you think about it for a second and you realize that according to the CDC themselves and Lord Fauci and the government, they say around 50% of adults, over 50% of adults in the United States have some form of mental illness.
Right. And by over 50, they mean 99.
Right. Well, but yeah, and at 50%, yeah. As soon as you say, well, mentally ill people shouldn't have guns, which I understand the statement.
Yeah.
When you say that, then suddenly the authority that decides whether or not one is mentally ill will decide that everybody who isn't a cop, soldier, security guard, or whatever,
or the ones telling them what to do,
can't
own
a gun.
You have an even better point than you think you have. Like I mentioned in my previous book, Presumed Guilty, that Bonnie's currently doing the narration for. It's not only that, it's that the government can easily say, people who don't believe in global warming and corona fascism are anti-science and therefore mentally ill. Right. Those who voted for Trump are mentally ill. So they can very easily do this. They already started to do this.
Well, and
but another interesting thing,
if you
guys read the Second Amendment, I don't know if you guys are constitutional experts, I'm a self-proclaimed constitutional expert. The Second Amendment does not have a carve-out that such should not be infringed and does not say except for mentally ill or felons or minors.
Right. Mm.
So
well, the other thing. Well, they figured. I imagine they figured that problem would solve itself. If you're mentally ill wandering around with a gun, you won't be mentally ill and wandering around with a gun for too long in a world where everybody can carry a gun.
I would like to just simply point out that from a clinical perspective, the belief in authority, that is the hallucination that some people have the right to subjugate you and rob you for their reasons and whatever they classify it as the greater good or whatever, does classify, like statism is a mental illness in and of itself, mm-hmm. clinically speaking.
Well, and that's it's an interesting sort of joke or juxtapose of, they in fact will say, If you just don't like authority sufficiently, that you've got anti-defiance,
oppositional defiant disorder.
Right. They've got all kinds of names for it, anti-disestablishmentarian. They've got all kinds of terminology.
They're trying to change the word eleutheromania into a medical term that describes a mental illness, which it is not.
And they'll basically say, whoa, you don't want to listen to what, you don't like any authority. I know I've got a stupid, crazy rule like wearing a mask that I haven't managed to prove or I'm going to force you to take a vaccine that is untested or whatever it is, but you've got a mental illness.
Mm, right.
So two quick things. One, this is exactly like having a priesthood that tells you whether or not you are possessed by a demon. You have all of these experts, and they will tell you whether you have this invisible ailment of a mental disorder.
Right.
And two, people tend to look at mental illness in a fundamentally different way from physical illness. Like, we expect people to recover from physical illnesses, and sometimes that can take years, but it's accepted that you can heal from that, and mental illnesses are actually that way.
Well, and, right. You know, if we want to take it to the clinical definitions, religions, all of them, from a non-religious perspective, would be considered mental illnesses, right? You're hearing voices, things are talking to you, telling things, you believe in beings that you can't prove exist, et cetera,
well,
and so on.
Irreligion, from a religious perspective, is also mentally ill.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it depends on the perspective. So, back to Mark's point, whoever makes the decision of what mental illness is the one who gets to force their way upon you. Ellie?
Yeah, I'm just stuck on the felons and minors can't have guns. I'm looking in the Second Amendment between the lines, and even reading between the lines, I cannot find.
It's relatively recently. It was in the early 1900s that they made it so that felons couldn't carry guns. I mean, you know, frankly, people would get out of jail, get out of prison, and they would have their guns returned to them, and they would leave armed. You know, if you're able to leave prison, the presumption should be that if you're safe enough to return to society, you should be safe enough to be armed.
Right.
Now, I can understand in modern society why they don't want somebody handed an AK-47 as they walk out of the prison. I got ya. But there should be, it seems to me, mm-hmm. a path that is, set in place for felons to get their guns back. Yeah. Because if you want a felon to return to society, you want him to find a wife, presumably. You want him to raise a family, presumably. You want him to get a job. You want him to do things. That means he needs to be able to protect that household.
Right.
Like any other American can.
Yeah, I'm not, a voting guy when it comes to presidential elections and that kind of a thing. But when, somebody gets released from prison, a felon, that type of thing, I think they paid their debt, right? They're getting released. They should, all of their rights should be made whole again. You should be able to carry a firearm. You should be able to do all of the things that a normal, everyday person is able to do. There shouldn't be any restrictions.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that a five-year time frame where, you know, a felon isn't arrested within 5 years, then his right to keep and bear arms is returned. I'm only talking about a practical solution, not a philosophical one.
603-283-6160 is the number here. If you'd like to join in on this conversation or bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. Take a minute and just say that this hour of Free Talk Live has been brought to you by Bullion Max. Inflation is a real problem. The Federal Reserve's endless printing is eating away at your savings. Savvy investors are diversifying into the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. Get yours from bullionmax.com/FTL without dealing with a salesperson. Your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast and it's easy. Free Talk Live listeners can get a special deal, employee pricing, on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. The kit includes 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. Plus, you'll get a free gold back. And, you know, I love the gold backs. I don't know about y'all. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's the perfect time to invest in precious metals, so do not miss this limited-time special. Start your new investment with bullionmax.com/FTL today. All right. We've got more of your calls and thoughts in the studio. It's the Captain.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Mark.
We're going to go to... Let's go to Joy calling from Spokane, Washington. Joy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. My comment is...
it's okay, take a breath.
It's about the guns. No, it's about the guns. And I don't see the rights argument that everyone should be armed. It sounds like that is, for them, that's an amendment to, or whatever, policy. It sounds like that's for you too. And it's all under freedom. Well, here in Spokane, there was a hoax called into the high school. So what about those kids? Shouldn't they have the freedom to go to school and not be frightened out of their heads because someone has called in and said that there's a gun, there's an active shooter in their high school. And that was, it wasn't true. So, but how about the freedom of the kids to go to school, go to a theater, watch a parade, that they have, they're shot down with someone with a gun?
Well, my argument for rights, Joy, would be that rights don't exist, like that no right exists that requires something from someone else. So, for instance, my right to freedom of speech, you agree I have that one, probably religion, you know, these sorts of things. These things come internally. No one claims that they have the, very few people would claim that they have the right to a gun that you purchased for them, right? They were going to purchase their own, so they're not requiring anything from anyone else, whereas safety, which can never be provided at, as long as you live outside of, you know, the government hasn't made their prison safe.
I am 66 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
I've lived by myself for years.
Uh-huh.
And I never felt I needed a gun to keep me safe.
Okay.
You know, so they have these ads. It's like, oh, have the women. They need their guns. We have this gun culture that just does not make any sense. And I have great nephews, I have nephews, I have brother-in-laws who hunt, and
yep.
That's fine. But I just do not see when they can show some data that, you know, most of the mass killers are like they're young men.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's use the data. Let's use our abilities to think smart like Americans can. Let's use this information and let's put some safeguards where the risk is the greatest. You do it when you buy a convertible and you're 16 and you have to pay insurance.
Those things already exist, though.
So insurance.
Right. Let's do it towards something that is killing people. We had in Spokane a beloved healthcare worker who worked for our major hospital here. He went in, was interviewing this couple for an hour. They happened to have a paranoid grandson who was listening to the conversation. All of a sudden, the caregiver said, "I've been shot." The grandson comes out, sees him laying on the ground, and shoots and kills him.
Joy?
Why in any world should this grandson have access to a gun?
Are you aware of the proportion of mass shootings that occur in gun-free zones?
But I'm just saying that they are getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have
How do you
them.
Propose to and get them out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them, Joy?
Because this man, the grandson had beaten up a veterinarian that his grandparents used. He was paranoid, and I'm not saying anyone
and
has.
So the legal system, which has failed, the legal system which failed to incarcerate him up to that point, was somehow going to prevent him from having a gun?
Well, I think we need much more mental health.
Agreed. Fine.
Facilities out there. But in
the first thing we need is to stop incentivizing madness. Mm-hmm. I mean, our current system incentivizes madness. I mean, you talk about going to public schools.
Hang on, Joy.
I mean, you talk about going to public schools, and look, I think there absolutely should be schools out there that say, hey, it is our policy, we do not allow guns on our campus. And if you want your children to go there because you feel safer having your children there, great. There should also be schools where they say, hey, we teach children about guns. And one of the big things is, if you teach children about guns, they aren't terrifying.
But when someone walks in with a gun, what would you like your child, your teacher to do?
Well,
leave the classroom to chase down a killer or take care of your kids?
What Joy,
it sounds like you live in a fantasy world, and that fantasy world is... Listen to me, Joy. Three guns for every American, some people have estimated as high. There's at least two guns for every American. That's 900 million, almost 1 billion guns in the United States.
Yep.
How do you make them disappear?
But if we don't do anything,
no answer.
Then you just stop.
Well, all I'm telling
you... we've got to do something, even if that makes the problem worse.
Yeah, the old saying, the old saying is if you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns.
Well, only governments have guns.
If you say it's illegal to own a gun, then only people that give a damn what is illegal are going to give up their guns.
I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm just saying I think we can put more standards around it. Like
places like New York State, places like Illinois, places like Chicago. I mean, the list is long, have all kinds of standards for gun ownership, and they're the most violent places in America, Joy.
You know, well, maybe it's that we enforce them better. I just hate
the how are you going to make the government efficient? Like, people have been trying this for this government 250 years and for governments before that for millennia.
So my whole thing is just, this is property rights. If I can own anything. Like, just because this piece of metal is sharper doesn't mean that I can't own this piece of metal. If I have this piece of metal that is designed to have a small explosion directed toward the end of it, it's another piece of property. And if you have a right to your kidneys, you have a right to a gun.
Well, so then I'm assuming you haven't been one of the people who's had their child shot down in a classroom.
Clearly, I have not had my child shot down in a classroom. I don't send them to government school, and the shootings in private schools are significantly lower.
Yeah, when and if I make a decision about how to educate my child, I assure you, guns will be a big part of their world. They will be protected by people who know how to use them properly.
Well, see, that's... I mean, I just, you know, I come from a family that is not, you know, as I said, there's hunting guns in my sister's house, in my nephew's house. His 12-year-old son just got his first elk.
Have you shot, Joy? Do you shoot guns? Have you hunted?
No, and I don't have any interest in doing it.
Okay.
But, I get up awfully early for that.
Well, and my dad was in the military for 30 years. He's a B-52 pilot in World War II. We never had a gun around our house.
My dad was a mold maker, and we did have guns. You know, we had a gun in my house, and he told me not to touch it unless he was around, and then we'd go out and shoot, and I never violated those rules.
You know, you also look at the increased suicides by vets, by young people, and...
Yeah, people that the government give guns to and tell them to go kill other people with. Of course they're going to have an increase in suicide. Joy, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Feel free to call again on another night, too. We're here 7 nights a week.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it, because I'm for the solution that works best. I just don't think for America that getting rid of guns is going
to
work.
Look, she has every right to not own a gun. She doesn't like guns? Great. Don't own one. You think they're scary or they're too intimidating for you? Fire out, solid, and right on. Don't own one. Don't shoot one. Don't learn anything about them. But you do not have the right to infringe on my ability to own one.
Yeah, also, I'm just as offended at you not having ever learned gun safety and shot one so that it's not the same boogeyman as it is right now. But hey, different strokes for different folks.
And don't forget, there's all kinds of gun-free zones in America you can go to be safe.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.